man with a foreign accent, Muslim name, walks into Kentucky state capitol, files his application. Nobody says, oh, you can't do that.
It's about 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon in winter-swept downtown Louisville. Sadiq Malik, a Democrat running for Kentucky's 36th state Senate district, picks slowly with his fork at a plate of chicken shawarma, reminiscing about filing his election papers earlier in the year.
In my country of my birth, if a non-Muslim had walked into the election office and filed his or her papers for the office of president or prime minister or something, they would have arrested him for breaking the law. That was what touched my heart. That's beautiful. That was a beautiful experience right there.
If elected, Malik would become the first practicing Muslim elected to the Kentucky General Assembly. Malik immigrated from his native Pakistan over 40 years ago as a teenager, moving with his wife to Canada to pursue his studies in computer science, bounced around the Midwest until finally settling in Louisville, where he started a family. He says he started taking graduate courses in political science at the University of Louisville as a joke. Now, he's 2 courses shy of a master's degree and is putting the finishing touches on his thesis about Muslim subculture in America. The father of college-aged children, Malik reminisces about his own father, who grew wheat and cotton on a farm in Pakistan's Punjab province. Malik's father inspired him at an early age with stories of America's icons, including one from Kentucky.
Lincoln, the word Lincoln was a trigger for him. You say, with Lincoln around him, that he'll forget everything he was talking about or doing. He just start talking about Lincoln and America. So you had to be careful around him. Don't utter the word Lincoln.
Muslims are a minority in America and in Kentucky, with a population of about 11,000 concentrated in Louisville. But their presence is nearly non-existent in elected government.
The Muslim community, and nor can any community, but the Muslim community particularly, cannot remain silent, must be engaged in the political process, must get involved. We must come together with other people of the community to talk about the importance of civil and human rights in this period of time in which our rights have been so fragile.
That's Minnesota Representative Keith Ellison in 2006, after becoming the first practicing Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He's since been joined by Andrew Carson of Indiana. Malik echoes Ellison's sentiment, saying his candidacy will in part be to educate the state about the role that Muslims can have in civic life, and to dispel rumors about Muslims in general. But since 9/11, those rumors have run rampant and have even influenced policy. A handful of states have passed laws aimed at curbing a perceived Islamic infiltration of government. Currently, Kentucky GOP Representative Kim King has filed legislation that would prohibit Kentucky's courts from basing their decisions on foreign law, including the Muslim Sharia.
In New York State and in Michigan State, judges are deciding court cases based on foreign law, European law, Middle Eastern law, but not citing U.S. law. And it hasn't been a problem in Kentucky yet, but I want to make sure that we continue to use U.S. law to determine court cases in Kentucky.
But Malik has other problems, too. Daniel Logsdon, chairman of the Kentucky Democratic Party, says he's never heard of the candidate. And to compound matters, he's running against Julie Rocky Adams, an incumbent Republican in the state House of Representatives with name recognition and support from her party. The largely middle-class to affluent district affords Rocky another edge. There are nearly 1,000 more Republican voters registered in the district than there are Democrats, reflecting a larger trend toward a GOP advantage across the state. Sadiq says this is more of a disadvantage than his personal background.
Just because a lot of Republicans in my district does not mean they dislike me because of my Muslim background. They might dislike me because I'm a Democrat, and most Republicans and Democrats have their work cut out for themselves. They don't agree with each other's policies. So I'm not really worried that my Muslim background and my being, having a Middle Eastern sounding name, Muslim sounding name, will be a big issue.
And his political views, much of them outlined in a column he wrote for the Daily Courier Journal newspaper, put him at odds with the vast majority of Kentucky's lawmakers.
I would push for universal health care, tell you the truth. And that is what President Obama wanted to do, but he ended up diluting his legislation so much that it turned into something that God knows what it is. Even Obama doesn't know what it is.
He also supports marriage equality, currently a hot topic in Kentucky politics due to a recent federal ruling that overturned portions of the state's 2004 constitutional ban on same-sex marriage, one of many views that he says strains his relationship with other Muslims.
I am just in fully support of all human beings being able to do whatever their heart desires, whatever they want to do, as long as, of course, it's not to hurt somebody else. Then, of course, we have laws to protect against that. Yes, I'm absolutely in favor of that. I have absolutely all gay marriages, gay people, they are just as human beings as you and I, and, they deserve equality and protection. Absolutely.
Despite the odds, Malik is optimistic he will make history.
Donald Trump is not going to come here and ask me for my birth certificate because it's in a language that he probably does not know. This will be an election campaign based on issues, and that's the way democracy works, and that's the way it's going to work in 36.
Spoken like a true American politician. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Jonathan Meter.